you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God. Some of you are getting it, and some of you are wondering if we are on drugs. Praise God. But I want you to know what is in this place tonight can do something for you that no drug can do. There's one here tonight that has promised to do above and beyond that which we ask or think. And his greatest joy is to see his children walk in truth. So the truth of the matter is, you should be plenty happy. You should be filled with the joy of the Lord. Your circumstances may be heavy, and this might not be the best day, but listen to me. You're just one praise away from victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil may think he has you boxed in. He may think that you are going to stay in your boat. But I want you to know, this is a service tonight. We want you to get out of the boat. We want you to get into realms that you've never walked on before. We want you to go from the natural to the supernatural. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Let's laugh at the devil for a moment. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew 14:24. My goodness, I feel good tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a wonderful presence of God we feel in this place. But it takes more than exuberant worship for you to have victory tomorrow. It takes more than what you're feeling here tonight. You're going to have to start thinking outside of the boat. Praise God. Matthew 14:24. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. For those of you that have read that story, you know that it was Jesus who sent them out into that circumstance. The wind was contrary. You think Jesus didn't know that they were going into a wind that was contrary? They had been toiling all night long, and they only went about 2.5 furlongs, which is about not even a mile and a half. Praise God. Everything seemed to be going against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking in the sea, on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." They cried out in fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be of good cheer. The winds are coming against you. Things looking very, very dim. But Jesus is coming, walking on the water. It is I." Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." What a question. Think of that question. He had Jesus in a box. Jesus could not say, "It is not me." He said, "If it's you, tell me to come out there." He You know what got Jesus out of the boat? The hope that it was Jesus. So what have you got to lose, my friend, tonight when you get out of your box of fear, your box of alcohol, your box of tobacco, your box of lust? Praise God, praise God. I don't know, maybe it's only me that's... I'm feeling so good in the Holy Ghost. Oh, oh, hallelujah. "If it be thou, bid me to come onto the water." What a question. He said, "Come." That's what else could he say? "No, it be not me. It be not me. He said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. You may be seated. Praise God, praise God, praise God. If you have nothing to lose by trying, by all means try. Praise God. Sister Moran's husband once told me, if it's going to be, it's up to me. Oh, praise God. What hope we have tonight to realize that we're just one prayer, one praise away from everything that we need according to his riches and glory. And he has unlimited resources. He's not like my father or your father. He has everything you need. Praise God. But you have to get out of the boat. You have to change your mind. You have to leave your own limitations. We always look for solutions. We know the problems, but we want to see the solution before we get out of the boat. We need to just get out of the boat. Hallelujah. Get out of the boat. And if you drown, you're probably going to drown anyway. Oh, hallelujah. Get out of the boat. Praise God. Once you get out of the boat, this is the part that I think is so exciting. You'll never fear walking on water again when Jesus is around. You'll never think in your heart that he would not lend a hand if you did falter or fail. Listen, when you get out of the boat, you stretch yourself spiritually. Woo! I mean, you get out. Once you lay hands on the sick and they recover, every time you lay hands on the sick, you believe that they're going to recover. Hallelujah. I said you believe it on the inside, Brother Carr. You believe it deep inside of you. Why? Because you got out of the boat once. You think Roy Grant may not he had an ACL tear. You think he is afraid of a flu or a cold or a cough when he was facing probably 6 months to a year recovery. You think he's afraid to lay hands on the sick to see them recover? Are you kidding me? Adriana was delivered from addictions. You think she's afraid to tell somebody, look them right in the eye and say, listen, I was addicted. I was addicted. I had no hope. I had nothing to live for. And then one day Jesus bid me get out of that boat that you're in. Get out of that circumstance that you're in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus is always looking, always seeking for somebody who will get out of the boat. Get out of the boat. Who's willing to say, see, it's never about you. It's never about your ability. It's never about how much you have or not have. It has everything to do with direction. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Jesus is always looking for somebody that will get out of the boat. 2 Chronicles 16:9. Praise God, praise God. Is your heart perfect towards him tonight? Hallelujah. If you said to God tonight, God, forgive me my sins, then your heart is perfect towards him. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. So you might be dealing with things that you think are still there, but if you've asked God to forgive you, the blood of Jesus Christ has taken all that out of there. For the eyes of the Lord run to and forth throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect toward him. Tonight, he's walking to and fro up and down these aisles. What he's looking for is somebody. Somebody that will feel in the inner man saying, you know what? I've been in this wheelchair long enough. I've been in that walker long enough. I'm going to declare by the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, for us to get where God wants to take this church, we're going to all have to get out of the boat. We can't have church as usual. We can't be the same way we were for the last 65 or 70 years. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but God deals with churches and with people in dimensions. You have to explore this dimension, and then there's a little confusion. They take you up to another dimension, and then another one, and another one. And as long as you're pointed in the right direction, God will continue to deal, continue to put something into your heart. I feel more hunger tonight than I've felt in the last 31 years, Brother Roy. I feel more peace and more joy and more love than I've ever felt. I have been in the lion's den. I have been in the fiery furnace. And every time he came to my side, it pulled me out of the miry clay. clay and set me upon his rock. I love him for that. And I know he's done it for you too. And he's going to do it for many of you who are sitting here tonight thinking, oh my goodness, another church service. Listen, let's stop having church. Let's be the church. Let's just come out of the box. Let's get out of the boat. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. But I've never walked on water before, Roy. I've never walked on water before. So what? What have you got to lose? Praise God. If your cancer stays in the boat and you're on the water, hallelujah. If your drug addiction stays in the boat and you're walking on the water, Jesus is right there with you saying, okay, son, like when you had a bicycle, the first thing your dad said, I'm right there by your side, son. Don't worry about a thing. Oh, God, I don't know. Dad, oh, I got your thing. Oh, so what happens? We begin to realize that dad's always there. He's not sending you on that bike to try to hurt you. He's wanting you to learn how to ride. Praise God. You have to get out of the boat. You have to get out of the boat. You have to change your mind. Praise God. 1899, there was a man named Charles Duell, who was the head of the patent department in the United States of America. He made this brilliant statement. He said, everything that can be invented has been invented. 1899. What a outside of the box thinker he was. There's another guy who was the president of the Flat Earth Society, 1923, 1,300 members. In 1923, he said, I never believed this earth was round. It's flat, and I believe it, and I believe today that it's still flat. Nobody will ever convince me this earth is round. Wow. Brother Powell, you need to talk to this man. Brother Powell could convince him. Praise God. This is the hour. This church has some of the most wonderful young leadership. We have such great leaders that are coming up from what I would say you didn't even know they were around. All of a sudden, you see God's anointing on them. You see the Holy Ghost touching them. And you see the young musicians and the young ushers and the young greeters and this young group over here and the hyphen over there and all these people here that are part of the body of Christ. What a great generation God's raising up. But you know, this generation, though God may have chosen you, you're going to have to take this to the next level. And for you to take this to the next level, you're going to have to do more prayer than we've ever prayed. You're going to have to fast, Brother Carl, more than we've ever fasted. You're going to have to lead this youth group into soul winning. You're going to have to touch the hearts and the minds of people that were never touched before. Praise God. Not taking away anything that's been happening. But listen, I'm looking for a new thing. I'm looking for God to pour out his spirit like he never has before. I want to be part of it. And if I'm not part of it, I want to plant some seeds in the hearts of some of these young people that they might take this torch. You know, in a relay race, you know, they come up alongside of you and you trip. Listen, this is the day that the Lord hath made. You are not here by accident. You are not here by accident. Never forget, I think it was in 2004, whenever we went to Salt Lake City General Conference, and Brother Mangan stood up, and he made a statement that just rang in my ear, and I could never get away from it. He was talking about a young home missionary that came to up to him because he was the head of the Louisiana District Home Missions Department. And he said, Brother Mangan, he said, I'm called to so-and-so city. He said, what is the dominant spirit in that city? He looked at him and he said, son, the moment you step your feet into the city limits, you have the dominant spirit. You have the dominant spirit. We're not the tail, Carl. We are the head. We're the head of the body. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 3:16. Oh, hallelujah. I am so excited. I got to admit, this new leadership, that I kind of resisted it at first, Roy. I just didn't, you know, these are just kids, and all of a sudden these kids are preaching and teaching and doing things that I say, hallelujah, here they come. Here they come. They're right here. God has a plan. Some of you parents are grinning ear to ear. You never thought, that's my son, that's my daughter, Praise God. Isn't it exciting to be part of this wonderful, wonderful movement that's going on here at Calvary Gospel Church? Praise God. You know, if somehow we could understand that everything we're going through is God's way of getting us out of the boat, it is a way of God showing His strength and His power by you believing that He can do exactly what He has said He was going to do for you. Hallelujah. I don't care what's going on in your life tonight. You know what the big problem is? Sin. S-I-N. If you have sin on it in your heart and on your life that you have not repented of, repent tonight. No, I mean, as if God doesn't see it, doesn't know it. Why not just get rid of it? Why would you want to carry along a big sack of doo-doo and say, I wonder what that smell is? Man, there's something bad around here. Praise God. You know, take that thing and get those the weights. Cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I'm so, so excited. Hallelujah. Several years ago, I had been called to a tiny jail cell up at the UW Hospital, and there was a man up there dying of cancer, and I don't know how I got involved in it, but I was asked to go up there and pray with him. I said, I've never done this before, Roy. I don't know, dying man, cancer, jail. I'm thinking, wait a minute, there must be a mistake. God must have somebody else's address here. I went anyway, and I knocked on the little cell thing. The guy opened the door and said, who are you? I said, he said, go ahead. See, I knew he didn't want to see me. Well, he opened the door. He said, where'd you say you were from? I said, Stoughton. He said, shut the door again. Started walking away again. I said, I knew it. God didn't send me up here. All of a sudden, the thing opens up again. He says, if you're from Stoughton, you can't be that bad. I don't know what that means. I guess it means that if you're willing to go, no matter how much fear you have, no matter how much apprehension you have, no, you've never done this before. So what? So what's the big deal? They're going to put you in God prison. They're going to embarrass you. Or what's the worst thing that can happen? I can tell you the worst thing that would happen is that you do not fulfill the will of God. And someone would go to hell lost because you were unwilling to fulfill God's will. If God's will is going to be fulfilled, it has to be with your hands and your feet and your lips and your mouth and your feet. Because that's the only person. He doesn't have a body. We are His body. He is the head. The head makes a decision, but unfortunately, he has to wait for a body to get under the decision and carry out his orders. Praise God. Is anybody with me here? Praise God, praise God, praise God. I got into that little cell, and I say little. It wasn't much bigger than this thing. And there's this guy sitting there. He really was close to death, green, purple, yellow, looking really bad. And I'm thinking, oh, and my faith, by the way, drained right out of my big toe. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do here? I've never prayed for a dying man, and I think it's yab. So I thought, you know what? I could literally feel the breath of this guard. That's how close it was. I said, sir, would you be offended if I asked you to leave this just for a minute? You lock the door. I'm not going. He says, absolutely not. Do what you're going to do and get out of here. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your cooperation. So I thought, you know what? God be with me, who can be against me? I said, if God be with me, who can be against me? And in about a minute, maybe a minute and a half, this man who'd lived a life that was unbelievably sinful and had done, and I think Brother Derber baptized this man in Beaver Dam. This man began to speak in another language he'd never spoke before. This man received the Holy Spirit right there in that little jail cell. And that, you know, I don't care where I'm at. Once I got out of that boat for that guy, woo-hoo, listen, hey, this thing works, just like it says in the book. Praise God. But you have to be willing to get out of the boat. You have to be willing to be bold enough to declare God's word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. When you get out of the boat, and that fear and intimidation leaves you and you're walking on water. Don't look at the water. Don't look at the circumstance. Look up. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Listen, he sent you to do a work, and he will be with you always, even to the end of this world. He doesn't care how much you do not have or what you feel inside of you. Are you willing to get out of the boat and try? Are you willing to speak boldly in his name without any real evidence other than this book that we follow? This is what will make a difference, not only in your life, but in the lives of those people who come to your side. God is looking for people just like you and just like me who are willing to declare the word of the Lord. The word that we declare is not our word, it's his word who sent us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody lift up their hands, even if you don't believe what I'm telling you. Hallelujah. You don't know much about me, probably some of you, but some of you may be sick of hearing my testimony, but you're looking at the original Humpty Dumpty. I'm the one that they looked for when they made that little nursery rhyme. There were so many pieces. They looked around. They said, well, where do we start? There's the yolk's gone. There's a shell here, but there's nothing inside of it because the devil had taken everything from me. He took my wife and my children and my business and my home. Hallelujah. And then he took my health. And I couldn't believe it. I didn't even believe there was a God. You know, and just at the brink, I thought, what have I got to lose? I'm like the leper, Brother Roy. I'm standing there and there's a Syrian army before me and starvation is where I'm at. So they thought, hey, look, I want to die if I'm here. And I'm going to die if I go over there. So I might as well go over there with a chance that I can get fed. And that's the way my heart was. I didn't know anything about the lepers. I didn't know anything about anything. All I knew was I needed Jesus. And if you're here tonight and you don't have Jesus in your heart, you need to get out of the boat tonight and get a hold of Jesus Christ. You need to have the power of God's Holy Spirit inside of you. Hallelujah. If the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. I like freedom. I like freedom. I don't care how long you've been in bondage. God doesn't care how long you've been in bondage. God doesn't care about your past. He's always looking at your future. He's not thinking bad things. He's thinking good things about you. He's seeing you the way you should and could be if you'd allow the Holy Ghost to come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God, praise God. Some of you have been overtaken with sickness. Some of you have been overcome by burdens of life. Life is tough. Life is not easy. Life is something that just is there. And the human flesh is so susceptible to make the wrong turn at just the right time to send you deeper into that sin and deeper into relationships that have no hope and deeper into sickness and disease. But listen, I don't care what's going on. If you get rid of the sin part of it, you can find victory tonight. You can get out of the boat tonight. You can receive whatever God has for you tonight. What have you got to lose? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've got sickness, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace. Oh, praise God. All these wonderful promises for healing are in the book. And all we have to do is get out of the boat and receive them. You have depression tonight? Go talk to Sister Leonardson. She'll tell you about depression. She'll tell you the struggle. But listen, she has a testimony now. You think she's going to go back into that? Absolutely not, because she got out of the boat. She said, that's it. That's it. I've drawn a line in the sand. I'm going to get this. It's a promise. He said he'd take the spirit of heaviness and give me the garment of praise. And I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. Oh, hallelujah. When you're delivered, my friend, trust me, you will not ever think that you can't. You will not want to go back into alcohol. You will not want to go back into drugs. It's not because someone says, you know, this. It's not a 12-step program. It's a 3-step. Repent, be baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Three steps. Three steps. Three simple steps. Praise God. It works every single time. Psalms 107:20, the Bible said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Praise God. Listen, my life was destroyed. My heart was destroyed. My mind was destroyed. And Jesus came and lifted me, got me out of the boat. I had no place to go. See, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, if you will, you don't have any wiggle room. It's God or death. If you want to stay the way you are, this message is not for you. If you want to continue to be depressed and troubled, some people get in the habit of being depressed. Some people get in the habit of liking to be it's almost as addictive as drugs, because some people live in hypochondria land. And they don't feel good unless they've got something going on in their life, whether it be sickness or illness or mental issues or whatever it is. But you can get out of that. If you like it there, you'll have to stay there. But listen, I'm going to the promised land. You can stay in depression land if you want to. You can stay in sin land if you want to. I want to go to the holy land. Woo! Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Some people are sitting here tonight. In your financial condition, you're so broke you can't pay attention. You ever been there? I've been there. You think, how am I going to get out of this dilemma? It's not your problem. That's the beauty of it. It's not your problem. He said, I will take care of all of your need according to my riches and my glory. Take no thought for tomorrow. There's enough evil to contend with today. So why don't you just give that financial burden to Jesus? Get out of the boat and begin to rejoice and say, I don't know how he's going to do it. That's not my job. My job is to give it everything I have today. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible tells us, be not conformed to this world. The world will tell you, based upon your spreadsheet, Mr. Thomas, you are past broke. You're down into that sub-level of, you're way down probably, you'd be what, triple broke. Is that a word? Triple broke. I just made up a new word. But if you stay there and you listen to what they're telling you, that's exactly where you'll be. You're going to have whatever you say. So if you start saying and agreeing what these people are telling you, that doesn't mean you're going to have an instant recovery. That just means, look at, I see light. I see light. I looked in the Word, and the Word told me that I could receive everything I need according to His riches and glory if I seek Him first and His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will follow after me. Oh, hallelujah. Here they come. Here they come. Woo! Look at them. Look at all these stuff. Whoa. Praise God. That's not my tail. That's all that stuff following me. Praise God. Isn't it great to know that if you can get to the point where you can believe the book, get the promises of God, hide them in your heart, determine where your problem is, get the solution out, begin to focus on God's solution, and then get out of the boat. Get out of the boat and begin to act and talk like you believe it. Stop poor mouthing what you can't do, and I can't afford, and I can't do this, and I can't pay my tithes, and I can't do this. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't keep your eyes on the financial spreadsheet. Get it on the word of the Lord. He said he'd pour out a blessing upon you. Hallelujah. He'd rebuke the devourer for your sake. He'll do things that are above and beyond that you're asking or thinking. Oh, hallelujah. My God. And your God is able to supply all of our need according to his riches and glory. Not my riches, not my glory. He promised it. Oh, doesn't that excite you? Doesn't it get you excited when you realize that you're not alone? He's not here to hurt you. He's not here to put burdens on you you can't bear. Some things happen because of our sin, but some things happen to help us grow to the next level. Praise God. I can go back and spend an hour and a half, 2 hours thinking about times in my life where things look bleak in the natural. And then here comes my supernatural God and begins to pour out things. Every time you pray, you sow seed. Every time you hide the word of God in your heart, you're sowing seed. There is a harvest coming inside of you. The thousands of hours you have spent praying and seeking God and listening to messages. Where do you think all that stuff is, friend? It's down in the soil of your heart. And when due season comes, you're going to reap. You're going to reap. You have to reap if you faint not. But if you don't expect anything, if you don't speak anything, you're not going to receive anything. Don't be double-minded. You won't receive anything. Praise God. God has provided things for me and most of you here that are above and beyond that which I could ever ask or think. I'm living in a better home, and I have a beautiful wife, and children are both serving God. I didn't ask for any of this. But just be obedient to the word of the Lord. Just get out of the boat and say, I'm not going to stay this way anymore. I want to seek God with all of my heart. I want to be part of this end time revival. I want to be part of what God's going to do in this next generation of beautiful young people that are coming up. Listen, we need to support them. We need to lift them up. We need to mentor them. We need to train them. We need to invest some time in our young people, because that's the future, Brother Roy, of our church right behind us. And then some of you have 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds. This is the next generation. If God tarries, listen, this is generation after generation of righteous people are making an impact on the city of Madison, Wisconsin. People no longer look at us as a church on the other side of the tracks. People no longer look at us as a cult. People are looking at us as the church where something's going on. If you go over to Calvary Gospel Church, you're going to feel the presence of God like you've never felt it before. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. I once was blind, but now I see. Praise God, praise. I love it when people receive their sight, when they get out of the boat. I remember going over to an apartment one time. I was asked to teach a home Bible study to a couple that were as depressed and down as I'd ever seen anybody. They had more demonic spirits on them than, I'm serious, it was just heavy in there. And they told me their story was so bad, I started weeping. I started weeping because I was so angry at what the devil had done to their life. He had bound them in depression. He had bound them with medications from the doctor that was making them suicidal. This lady had been beaten by her father, and then she married a man who was a wife beater and an alcoholic, just like her father. And then she had like 12 operations, and her life was just upside down. And he was a backslidden Pentecostal, and the room was filled with smoke, and I'm thinking, what am I doing here? I don't know how to minister. I don't have the wisdom to minister to these people. They told me the story, so I thought the only thing I can do is lift up your hands. God is going to deliver you right now. And as she lifted up her hands, the Holy Ghost came on her, and she hit the floor speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Now, I felt like running out of there. I was choking on their smoke, but I thought I got to do something, even if it's wrong. And he then was renewed in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. God is good. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. If we'll do what God's asked us to do, he'll do everything else. But we have to be able to do it. We think we need more information. We need more training. We need more of this and more of that. No, all you need is a little go in the gospel. Go therefore and teach all nations. Just get up and do something. Just go up and present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. It's only reasonable to think that God's a spirit and you have a body. He doesn't have a body. He's a spirit. So he needs everything you have to fulfill his perfect will on this planet. And if you won't do it, he'll wait until there's a generation of young people. He'll have to wait until someone decides that they'll take the mantle. They'll take this ball, Brother Roy, and they'll run with it. They'll believe God exactly for what our responsibility. We can't heal anybody. But listen, on the flip side of that, God can't heal anybody without us. You follow what I'm saying? He is a spirit. And a spirit, yes, he does the healing, but unless we're willing to be the physical manifestation of the living God, he cannot do anything. Praise God. He has limited himself to the prayers of his people. And everybody said, are you kidding me? Some of you looking at me like you didn't believe this. Maybe this is a little too tough for some of you. And you're a guest here tonight. I just want to let you know, I'm not the senior pastor. So I'm just one of the fill-in people here. But I want you to know, my heart tonight is hungry for somebody to just stand up and say, you know what? I believe it. I believe I'm ready for the next dimension. I believe I'm ready for my healing. I believe God for exactly what's in that book. You know, the reason we believe the way we believe, because we've been listening to the wrong voice that comes into our mind. The devil sends fiery darts 24/7 just in a wild attempt that he might be able to penetrate you with a thought that contradicts the word of the Lord. And he'll send another one and another one and another one until suddenly your faith comes to doubt and doubt. And when the doubt and fear get in, and then you get unbelief and you can't receive anything from God. Oh, hallelujah. We have to stay positive. Don't go back in the boat because it's secure. Don't go back into the harbor. Set your sail. What have you got to lose? You have souls to gain. And listen, it's not only the souls of these precious people out there, but I'm convinced if we do nothing but sit here and worship the Lord with all of our heart and all of our soul, listen, that's not going to get us into heaven. Faith without works is dead. God said we must worship him in spirit and in truth. The truth of the matter is this: we are his body and he is the head. And we need to understand our position and what God is expecting us to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's ask for some angelic intervention here. Are you ready for some angels to come into here? Are you ready to get someone by your side to encourage you that you can get rid of your addiction? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your word declares that the angels are ministering spirits sent to the heirs of salvation. I believe we have people here tonight that God has called and he's ordained you to make eternity your home. But you'll never get there. You'll never get there unless you get out of the boat. You'll never get there unless you decide to make the move. God has already made his move. God has already declared what he's going to do. But you have to be the one that gets out of the boat and do something different, something you've never done before, that is completely submit yourself to the word of the living God. Who knows what's in this place tonight? I believe we have evangelists. I believe we have teachers and preachers right here in this youth group and across the street over here in the hyphen. I believe God has called some of you to full-time ministry. I believe God has called some of you older ones the best years of your life. Listen, I'm not even going to start my ministry till I'm 80. I'm going to just wait until I'm 80 and I'm really going to get with it. Listen, Brother Russell, look at Brother Russell. He's almost 70, and he is being used of God in a tremendous way. And I love him for that, his positive spiritual attitude. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our God is in the restoration business. He is a junk dealer. He is a recycler. He'll take you from wherever you are. He'll make new parts for your body. He'll make new parts for your mind. He will restore you body, soul, mind, and spirit if you allow him. Hallelujah. What's standing in the way other than your pride? What's standing in the way other than your stubbornness? What's standing in the way other than unbelief? Listen, why don't you let God. Glory, glory, glory. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Are you standing at the banks of the Red Sea? Are you standing there wondering how you're going to get into the promised land? Listen, get out of the boat. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Anybody facing a giant tonight, God has a slingshot for you. He's got a smooth stone. Put it in that sling and start doing one of these numbers and let it go. Hallelujah, into the face of the enemy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. When you get this into your heart, my friend, I want you to know he will stay so far away from you, it will be from the east as the west. He doesn't want to be openly defeated. He doesn't want anyone to see victory in your heart. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Who's in need of a miracle here? Anybody here need a miracle in your life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Matthew 19:26. The Bible says, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Hallelujah. Listen, if you've tried everything else, if you've tried everything else, why don't you come forward tonight? Why don't you give in? Jesus Christ himself is standing at the door of your heart and he's knocking. All you need to do is open up the door and be honest with him. Be honest with God. He knows who you are. He understands where your problem lies. It's just allowing him, by opening up the door, you're literally getting out of the boat. Praise God. If you like being addicted and confused and all these things, if you want to stay in bondage, then sit in your seat. But if you want to be delivered, if you want to be healed, if you want to be saved, please come forward. Would you do that? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on to me, all ye that labor, and get out of the boat. Those are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, come on. Don't hide. Don't be like Adam and Eve. Don't hide anymore. Come forth and let God do it. Let God do it.